The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Zayin in Hilchos Sefer Torah, the Rambam is using the flow of the Prakim. The Rambam puts Hilchos Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, and Tefillin together. So the first Prakim will talk about Tefillin and then Mezuzah. And through Perek Vav, and then to Perek Zayin, he says, "So from Hilchos Sefer Torah, mitzvah say al kol ish v'ish me Yisrael lichtoiv Sefer Torah la'atzma." The mitzvah say each member of Klal Yisrael, each male member of Klal Yisrael, to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Shemar b'atok Yisrael lachem as hashir hazoyis. So there's a mitzvah to write shiras hazinu. Torah wrote the version told Moshe. Moshe says that there's a mitzvah to write shiras hazinu. Now, so it's only shiras hazinu, but no, it means Torah sheyesh bo shirazu. There's a mitzvah to write the sefer Torah which has in it shiras hazinu. The vishen koysin as a Torah parshias parshias. You know how to write, take a section of Torah and write it separately. The only hetter for that is because of Eis Lasses Lashem Everet Harasecha. The Mora says that they were permitted to write sections of the Torah separately and for learning purposes, but to write the Shira, the Torah meant to write the whole Torah, because which has in it Parshira Zizid. Number one. So now, if every member of Klal Yisrael is Mekayim the Mitzvah, so eventually the Gemara for everybody's on the Sefer Torah. So then when they're Nifter, they get Beirusha, Sefer Torah. So now the next generation doesn't need to write because they have a Sefer Torah already. No. Al Bishanichol Avos of Sefer Torah, he gets Beirusha, he gets a Sefer Torah. Mitzvah, Lichtoi, Mishalot, the Mitzvah, say in the Torah, still to write your own. So theoretically, the next generation he'll be Yarish and two Sefer Torah, and he'll write a third one. So each person has a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah. Now the Mora's lashon over there, the interesting lashon. The Mora talks about three possibilities. The Mora talks about he writes it himself. He gets a Yerusha, and then the Mora says, "Kol Magia." Now, what about if you're Kaina? The Rambam doesn't touch the Kaina. The Mora is Masha, the Kaina, we'll see. Vim Kasa Biyadai, Reo Kilo Kilo Yasin. The Mora says, the person who writes his own Sefer Torah in his own hands, so he's Mamish, like he's Makabal from Arsina. The Mora makes a drasha for that. Vim Eno Yudea Lichtoiv. If he doesn't know how to write himself, Echerim Kosin Lois. He makes a Shliach that somebody else should write it for him. So he points somebody. So it's not enough to buy. It's not proper to buy a Sefer Torah which is written already. You appoint somebody to write the Sefer Torah for you, and this way you're mekayim the mitzvah through the shlichus that he's writing for you. V'chol amegia Sefer Torah, afilo ois achas hareo kilo kos v'kulay. But if a person, you have a Sefer which is there's some correction which needs to be made, if it's missing a letter, or the letter is written improperly, etc., and it has to be corrected. So a person is magia the Sefer, even if it's just one, he corrects it, even if it's just correcting one letter. So the Mora says, it's more menachas, it's kilo kis v'kulay, as if he wrote the whole Sefer himself. Because you have a concept in many areas in Torah that if it's something which cannot be done without this person, without it, it's what he's done with it, what he contributes, it's not kosher, it's not done. So he's considered part of the Maisa. The Mora says the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, that if two people do it together, the lochas both are potter. However, if it's an action which neither can do by themselves, and they do it together, so each one is chayv. Because it's considered they without their contribution it would not exist, so they are therefore considered they have responsibility for the whole action. So over here, without this person's contribution of correcting this letter, the sefer would not exist properly. And therefore, he's mekayim it.
Does it have to be his?
No, does it have to be his? That's a great question. So there's a fascinating mice with the night of Yehuda. So there's a minig Yisrael, which I don't know, seems to be some sort from don't go with. There is a minig Yisrael, which is mentioned by Nadi Behuda under Kivager, that when you come to the Shas, see him Sefer Torah, so they would be mechavet different people to write a letter in the Sefer Torah. So that was the minig. The problem with it, of course, is that the people who write, they're not necessarily the biggest pekiyim in knowing how to write. So they would look, come out, you know, what some person will worry about. There is a din, a sefer which is menumer, which has different types of writing, etc. Potentially could be possible. So there was concern about potentially of a sefer Torah menumer, that it should look like different types of, menumer literally means a leopard has spots, so it's different types of coloring, this way, that way, other things. So that was a potential problem. So there was, but there is a terminic, so Zemaisa Nut of Yehuda. There was a reality you had in Europe sometimes. This is a reality which much more common, of I say of recent, but you know, the beginning of the 20th century. There were people in Europe who had very good handwriting. Writing Zemaisa was a business. Especially, you know, America, there were, you know, all these reform conservatives, you know, they were paying good money for Sefer Torah. So you had people who were Mechalei Shabbos who wrote Sefer Torah. Or people who were not Jewish who wrote Sefer Torah. Right? So the law is that Sefer Torah is possible. So the question came up that Sefer Torah was found, and they had a question, was it written by a kosher Jew or not? So now the Behuda said, Minig Yisrael Torah. That was his answer. So they asked him, what do you mean, Minig Yisrael Torah? He says, it's very easy to tell. Sefer Torah, which is written, done under the auspices of the Rav, where it was done properly, it's said by a kosher person, they keep the Minig Yisrael at the end, people would write in. So you go to the end of the Sefer Torah, and you see, if there's a lot of different types of writing at the end, you know that it's a kosher, it's a Minig Yisrael, his command, that this is a Torah. That was the night of Yehuda's response. And the Kibagra had the same type of mice, so they had a Shiloh, they found the Sefer Torah, they weren't sure it was kosher. Now he said, roll to the end, and you'll see. If it's written with different letters, you know, different types of letterings, you know that it's a kosher Sefer Torah. If not, you can assume it was written by somebody, the Goyim over there, or the Frayin, weren't Mekayim, any, they weren't interested, they just wanted to get a Sefer Torah done and send it off to, you know, to America and make their money, you know. So, this is a question you had came up, which you had some of these old shuls in America. You found the Sefer Torah. You never were confident. You knew for sure that there was the person who wrote it was somebody who was kosher. So there was such a minig. Shaila is what was the logic behind the minig? So one of the suggestions of the logic behind the minig was this din of the Rambam says it's a Gemara. The person magia Sefer Torah filo isachas real kilu kosher kuloi. So if I put in one letter, I wrote the whole Sefer Torah. So it's like a great deal. So Mr. Palinger pays the $40,000 to pay for the Sefer Torah. I come in, I write one letter, and he gets the mitzvah. I get a mitzvah. I get it for like, you know, I don't know, $72. You know, I think it's a great deal. You know, we should always get such, you know, good Yiddish deals, right? So, is that true? So is that true that you would be yotzer? So the person handled the shaylan. There's a lot of person who said that you're not yotzer. The mitzvah, because you need this. Then was you have a mitzvah you should undertake the right, and then you're saying if it's your sefer and it's not completed and you complete it, so that's mekayim the law of kisa biyada that you wrote it. But if it's somebody else's sefer, so that you know, that the mitzvah you should have a sefer lochem, but that kisa lochem is a shirozeis. At the end of the day, so I fix the sefer Torah, right, and he walks away with it. So where's the lochem? So we weren't mekayim the lochem, so you're not being, wouldn't be yotze. But it seems to me that the logic behind the minig Yisrael was this. It seemed to me that there was clearly whoever started the minig, Nadi Yehuda puts his geshpanka on, he puts his shtempel on it, that was the minig. Would seem to me that would be the logic behind it.
But according to that, you could take a reform sefer Torah and just fix one letter. The whole Torah is
No, it doesn't. It doesn't correct the psul of the other letters. Right.
In the minig today that we fill in the letter, we don't like form that.
So the minig nowadays that we fill in the letter is a good question. Pashas, you're not mekayim the sin of kol magia sefer Torah, because that depends on how you paskin. If I come to sefer Torah and I find a letter which the surah of the outside part of the letter is there and the inside it's faded, etc., is it kosher? If the answer is it's kosher, so then this is not in the gay anymore. If the answer is that it's possible, it's the gay. The psak seems to be that it's kosher. So, what, you know, the real minig was that the person would sit there and then he'd write a lamed. You know, he'd write a beis, you know. I spoke to a sefer, he says he doesn't like doing it, because he doesn't like doing it at the time of the siyum, because usually he has to correct it afterwards. The people who are writing in are not, they're not, they don't know how to write properly. So you're dancing with your puzzle to say for Torah. Like, you know, because he has to go fix it afterwards. So you want to do it at an event a few days beforehand, so he has a chance, you know, doing the filling in of the oisius, the writing of the oisius, and you know you fill the last oisius of Peshas Maisa, either he does it. So now, but the Rambam says there's an eitz of shlichus. So as much as you tell me that if I, without my letter, it's not kosher, if I make him a shlich for that letter, why don't you say the same thing? Even if don't do it by hand, as much as you tell me that the argument, without my letter, it's not kosher. So Bela, since I contribute a letter, so therefore, it's kilo, I was Makayim, the whole Sefer. So as much as that's true, by doing it by hands, the Rambam says, if you don't know how to write, you have somebody else write it for you, it should be the same argument. So if you're a man of the Sefer as a shliach, that would be an argument. So we'll talk about tomorrow, just does shlichus work for this? This is a fascinating discussion. Bechlal, the concept of shlichus, Shidas Hashach, which talks about shlichus by Mila. So obviously, if you don't know how to do Mila, don't do Mila on your kid, right? But if you would know how to do Mila, if you gave it over to somebody else to do the Mila, you're mechabed somebody, you know, the Rav in town is a moil. So it's a kosher of a thing, you should have mechabed the Rav to do the Mila instead of doing it yourself. But you're not mevatel, it's to say the raisa of doing Mila on your own child. Are you mechayim Mila through shlichus? So does it apply to Mila? Does it apply to Ksiva Sefer Torah? Where else does it apply this concept of using a shliach for the purpose of Ksiva? So we'll talk about that tomorrow. So but what we have at least for today is there's a mitzvah of every person to write a sefer. Obviously, you don't have them if you can't do it by yourself, and you can't get someone to do it for you for free, and you don't have the money to do it, so you're an onus. But onus rachmana patre, but onus command the ovid loyavdina loarminan. It's your potter because you can't, but you didn't do it. So there's a mitzvah to say the raisa to do it. And obviously, there's a concept. There's a reason why dealing with mitzvahs. The earlier you do it in your lifetime, the better. You know, they say, well, yeah, I'll retire. You know, I'll make a lot of money, and then I'll do it. You know, theoretically, a person should be putting money away at this point in his life towards the point in life, well, him kind of mitzvah that he has to write his every door. It's an interesting question that most of us do not seem to be doing this. Like, you know, somebody said, so, I'll retire in like 1 year. Wow. Theoretically, we should have him like one every week. And there's a lot of males in this neighborhood, you know. Like, we should have him, a lot of men in this. We should have him one every week, you know. It won't be so exciting anymore. But there is mitzvah to say the rice that the person should have to say for Torah. Either himself or learn the halachas and do it himself, or to hire to be mamana somebody else as a shliach, the Rambam seems to say, and be mekayim through that. Okay.